From Hollywood, the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show for Hormel and Spam.
Crazy people. Spam, Reba, Pooh, Spam. George Burns and Gracie Allen. Our show and his orchestra. For singing glee with a smoothie sweet. Left for the reason with the heathen.
Bring Burns and Allen to your house again with this suggestion for a breakfast that is sure to start the day off right. Spam and pancakes. It's a swell combination. Golden, fluffy pancakes topped by a hearty chunk of melting butter surrounded by lightly browned, sizzling hot slices of Spam. Spam is tender, juicy meat that has a lip-smacking goodness all of its own. While the cakes are simmering on the griddle, open a can of Spam and fry slices quickly in a hot pan. The meaty flavor, the delicious taste of Spam fried is a breakfast hit that really satisfies husky appetite. Give your family Spam and pancakes, the new way to start the day. Just be sure you say to your food dealer, I want Spam. Those two Spambassadors of fun, George and Gracie, who, by the way, have just returned from San Diego, where, at the request of the government, they did a broadcast for the United States Navy.
Thank you very much. Yeah, but I wish you'd been with us. What a thrill it was doing the broadcast before those 5,000 sailors in those spotless uniforms.
Oh, yes, it was.
Gracie, wouldn't you love to be a mother to all those boys?
What? And so on all those buttons?
Oh. Yeah, Bud, what an impressive sight to see hundreds of airplanes zooming overhead.
You know, my sister Bessie used to go around with an aviator. Mm. He was a skywriter.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, oh, and was he bashful.
She went around with a bashful skywriter.
Yes, every day he used to fly behind a cloud and write, Bessie, I love you.
That must have been in Florida. Of course, in California, they don't have any clouds, it says here.
So, you had a nice time.
Oh, did we? And, George, wasn't Captain Gearing a wonderful host? And wasn't Commander Wood charming?
They certainly were.
Oh, and what about that tall, handsome officer who took me riding?
Oh, you mean the one with all the gold braid on his sleeve?
Yes, I wish he didn't have all that gold braid on his sleeve, though.
Why not?
Well, it kept scratching the back of my neck, if you know what I mean.
I think I know what you mean. Oh, by the way, Gracie, I saw you dance with him. He certainly was a wonderful rumba dancer.
Oh, well, he should be. He's a rear admiral.
Yeah, he probably knew his way around the equator. That's all I got for you, man. A long laugh.
Say, wait a minute. George, I just noticed something. Where did you get that black eye?
Oh, John, the powder must have worn off. But if I told you how I got it, you wouldn't believe it anyway.
Well, I don't know. I believed you when you told it to me. I think it's perfectly possible to be eating a grapefruit and have the cherry hit you in the eye.
But you should have, you really should have been with us at San Diego.
Boy, what a shiner. See, George, I just made up a riddle. Now, what's the difference between a black eye, a rowboat, and a can of Spam?
I give up.
Well, Spam is pure pork meat with ham meat added.
Well, what about the rowboat and the black eye?
Who cares?
You know, Bud, after that, I'm really glad.
Hello, Gracie.
Hello, Artie.
Hello, George.
Hello, Artie.
I heard your show from San Diego, and where'd you get that black eye?
Well, he got it from a cherry and a grapefruit.
Well, never mind. Never mind, Gracie. Artie, is my eye that swollen?
Put a bumper on it, brother, and you got a streamlined Buick.
Don't be so funny.
And his top comes off, too.
All right. So I wear a coupe.
Señor Burns, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo le fue allá en San Diego? Me dijeron que estaba muy bueno allá el asunto de la...
What is it, Señor Lee?
¡Qué barbaridad! ¡Qué ojo! Where did you get that black eye?
Look, forget my black eye. We're talking about the Navy.
I used to be a sailor on the battleship Mississippi.
It's not Mississippi. It's Mississippi.
She got married?
Yeah, to a tall fellow. She got married. You were a sailor on the Mississippi?
Yes, the Mississippi. M-I-P-S-S-I-P-P-I-P.
Just a minute. What are the pings for?
I'm docking the eyes.
Nobody docks the eyes.
Somebody docked yours.
Look, if you don't sit down, somebody will dock yours.
Well, that's that.
Look, will you stop with my black eye? We've had enough of that. Gracie, what were we talking about?
We were talking about the Navy.
Oh, yes. And the most thrilling sight was doing a broadcast before 5,000 sailors.
10,000.
5,000.
Well, you only saw it through one eye.
Look, you're all making such a fuss about my eye, and it's hardly noticeable. So, Gracie, will you please stop?
Oh, the Navy.
Yes, let's get back to the Navy.
Yeah, all right. You know, the most thrilling thing I saw in San Diego were the trained termites that a sailor brought back from Singapore. And they were the
trained,
thing...
Termites?
Yes, he keeps them in the Frigidaire. And they were
In the Frigidaire?
Yes, and you should have seen...
How does he keep them from freezing?
Well, he's got pants on his hands.
They probably look very dapper. Come in.
Mr. Burns?
Yes. Well, that's the last straw.
But, George, how'd it happen anyway?
Well, you see, he was eating grapefruit, and he was hit in the eye by a little squirt.
Oh, never mind. I'll tell you how it happened. I was sitting in a restaurant in Tijuana eating a donut, and a man next to me was eating some soup. And a Mexican jumping bean jumped out of his plate, hit the wall, bounced off the ceiling, went through the hole in the donut, and hit me in the eye. That's how I got a black eye.
That's possible.
It is.
George.
What is it, Gracie?
That's the second biggest lie I ever heard in my life.
What's the first biggest lie?
The one I made up about the termites.
Oh, they weren't wearing pants.
No. Slacks.
Slacks.
Thank you.
Gracie, what are you laughing about?
Oh, I'm thinking about San Diego. I had a wonderful time. Remember that handsome lieutenant?
You mean the tall one?
Yes. Oh, was he embarrassed. I kissed him in front of all his men.
Who put you up to it?
Nobody. I sit on a chair.
Gracie, you violated one of the rigid rules of discipline. You know, the Navy builds men.
They do? I wish they'd build me one.
Well, anyway, that was Artie Shaw, his clarinet, and his boys playing Yesterday from Roberta. And that was a beautiful number, Artie. How do you get the boys to do such a good job?
Well, George, before we started, I told the boys, if you play the number real well and hit all the notes real pretty, I'll get Uncle George to tell you the story about the black eye and the Mexican jumping bee.
Look, I've stood all I'm going to stand. And come in.
Ah, good evening. I'm looking for George Burns.
Oh, there's George Burns.
He's a comedian, no?
No.
I'm George Burns.
I just drove in from Mexico.
Mexico?
Si. That is correct pronunciation. Mexico.
What kind of gasoline did you use? Mexico?
What do you want to see me about, mister?
Well, senor, I am from the Mexican Chamber of Commerce in Tijuana, and I'm so sorry to have missed you when you were there last Tuesday.
Senor
Lee, what are you laughing at?
Don't he speak funny?
Oh, quiet, quiet.
Next week, Senor Burns, we are having the winter fiesta in Tijuana. We'd like to have you and Miss Allen come down there and be our guest of honor.
Me go back to Tijuana after what happened last Tuesday? Not a chance.
Well, Judge, you can't blame him for that. It was your fault.
My fault?
Yes.
It was your fault.
No, it was your fault.
It was your fault. You know, you knew we only had 1 hour to spend in Tijuana before we got back to San Diego.
Well, it was your fault.
Oh, it was your
fault. No, it was yours.
Going into a gift shop and getting that sales lady to set you everything in the place. That's the silliest thing.
So, Senorita, you will buy this Mexican perfume?
Yes, I'll buy it.
Will you take it with you?
No, I'll smell it here.
Gracie, the border closes in 7 minutes.
Miss, how much is this clay?
It was originally $2, but we are selling it for 25 cents because it is cracked.
Oh, well, that's very cheap. You may crack me 11 more, please.
Hey, George, where's Senor Lee?
I don't know. The border closes in 6 minutes.
Miss, have you got anything for my little nephew?
Well, maybe you would like a cute little pig bite.
No, he doesn't say pig. He says pennies.
Hello? Who? Si, he is here. Senor Burns is for you.
For me? Hello?
Senor Burns?
Senor Lee, where are you?
I'm having a wonderful time. There are 3,000 beautiful senoritas here in Tijuana.
Senor Lee, what are you up to?
2,834.
Well, this is fine. We've only got 4 minutes before the border closes.
Hey, George, look. Bud's having an argument with the manager.
Where?
Over there, listen.
Oh, yeah? Is that so? You can't talk that way to me just because I'm a tourist. One more word out of you and I'll give you what's good for you.
See, what is good for me?
Spam! It's delicious pork shoulder with ham meat added.
Now, boys, we've only got 2 minutes and we got to get across the border.
Miss, I'll take a pair of these Mexican socks for my granddaddy.
Si, senorita. That will be 78 cents.
78 cents?
Si, 75 for the socks and 3 cents for the tax.
Oh, well, I won't need any tax. He holds them up with his garters.
Look, Gracie, we've only got 1 minute before the border closes. We've got to get
across. Hello? He is here. Senor Burns, you are wanted on the telephone.
Thanks. Hello?
Senor Burns? I am hugging and kissing a beautiful girl, but I will be through in about 20 minutes.
20 minutes? What about the border?
Oh, he can kiss her after I'm gone.
Look, we've only got a half a minute.
Miss, I'll take the small bottle. No, I'll take the large bottle. No, never mind. How much are those pianos?
The pianos?
Now, don't get excited, J.R. Burns. The border just closed.
The border's closed? Gracie, now we'll have to stay in Mexico.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Now I'll be able to spend a moonlight night in Mexico. Oh, just imagine one of those tall, handsome sombreros wearing a hacienda, playing his tortilla under a balcony of my enchilada.
You got me this way, say, what are you gonna do about it? What are you gonna do about it? You got me this way, crazy for you. I've got you under my skin. You kiss me one day, then seem that I was true about it. What did you go and do about it? You left me this way, bluer than blue. You thought it was so, so funny, my falling so hard. I'm laughing my side off, honey, you're really a card. You got me this way, say, now that I'm in this too about it, what am I gonna do about it? I'm just gonna stay crazy for you.
Why you give me the run around and still I follow you all around. You crush me, give me the well-known fluff, I take it, and all of your other guff.
Oh, why did you ever begin it? You knew there'd be nothing in it. You got me this way. Now I'm in a stew about it. What am I gonna do about it? What am I gonna do about it? I'm just gonna stay crazy for you. I'll never let you get away. Now that you got me this way.
George, just leave it to me. I'll get you across the border in my car. Just get under the seat there.
Okay, bud. Good luck.
Here we go.
Hey there, halt perspective.
Now, what have you got under the back seat of that car?
Well, it's a
case of Spam. That's it, Spam.
Spam?
Yes, Spam. And never in your life have you tasted anything so delicious. Such juicy, tender meat. Why, all over America, women are serving this grand-tasting meat in many different ways. You'll find several easy recipes right on the label, and cold or hot, it hits the spot.
Well, that's different.
And you know why Spam is different? Because it was originated by Hormel. You see, Spam is a combination of pork shoulder meat to make Spam sweet and juicy, and now get this, Captain, the ham it takes to give Spam extra goodness and flavor. A perfect blend of those two choice cuts, nothing else. That's why Spam tastes so good, fried for breakfast. Why it makes a hit, served cold, and why Spam baked gives your family a grand main course for dinner. Now, so you won't be fooled and can always be sure of getting the real thing, look for this sentence printed right on the label of the Spam can. Pork shoulder meat with ham meat added. You try Spam tomorrow.
Okay, buddy, you can pass.
Thanks.
Just a minute. I am the official of the American border. You cannot leave this country.
Well, why not?
If Spam is that good, we keep it right here in Mexico.
Slice it, dice it, fry it, bake it, cold or hot, Spam hits the spot.
Look, we've got to get across the border. We've got a broadcast to do in San Diego.
Why don't you get in touch with the American ambassador?
Oh, he's in Mexico City.
What about the consuls?
Oh, George had those removed when he was a baby.
Gracie, try to be sensible. This is important. Will you get hold of yourself?
I can't. I'm ticklish.
Look, Ollie, Bud, can't you think of something?
Wait a minute, George. I think I've got an idea. Bud and I can start a fight, and while the border official's watching us, you and Gracie can sneak across in the dark.
Yeah. Say, that's a swell idea. Go ahead, boys.
All right. Well, I'll punch you in the nose.
Oh, I'll punch you in the nose.
Yeah, I'd like to see you cross that line.
Gracie. Gracie, just follow me.
Yeah, I'll follow you.
Boy, it's dark. Give me your hand. Okay. I've got it. I think we're across the border.
Are we really?
Yes. Who are you?
The border official. Get back.
Well, come on, Gracie.
There's nobody here.
Well, nobody here. Then whose fingers am I holding?
Mm.
extra car. Well, I beg your pardon. Gracie, where are you?
Right here.
Where were you?
I was with you.
With me? You weren't with me.
No. Here, have a glass of milk.
Gracie, where did you get the milk?
Well, I put my hand under the cow's crankcase, and when nobody
never
was
mind,
looking...
Never mind, never mind. Wait a minute. I know how to get across. I'll sneak through the brush. Now, quiet, everybody.
What's that going through the brush? What's going on there?
Oh! Oh!
Take the bicarbonate, Burns, and get back!
It didn't work again.
Don't be silly, Artie. There's no other way. There's at least 10 different ways.
Well, I can't think of any other way.
Well, now, listen, Bud. I've tried 3 ways. What are the other ways?
Well, you can fry it with eggs. You can try it with chili slaw.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Bud. Fry it with chili slaw. Look, Bud, there are other things in the world besides Spam.
Traitor.
Well, what am I going to do? Time is flying.
Well, George, why don't you put on these moccasins that I bought in the gift shop so that you won't make any noise and then you can get across?
Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah? Well, if Burbank could cross an onion with a potato, you ought to be able to cross the border with a pair of moccasins.
Well, all you do is talk until nobody knows what's happening.
Say, you just hit on an idea.
What idea?
Now, I'll go over to the border official and talk so much that he won't know what he's doing. And so it's dark, and then you'll be able to sneak across.
Say, that's a good idea. But he might see me.
No, he won't. When I see he's interested in this conversation, I'll whistle like this. And
just
you can...
A minute. Did that whistle come out of you?
Yeah.
Let's hear that again.
Oh, say it.
And then you can jump in the brook over there and swim to the American side.
Well, anything. I'll try anything. Okay.
Yo-ho, Mr. Official.
Yes? What is it, miss?
Hello.
Hello.
Say, you're pretty. What's your name?
Bill Murray. What's your name?
Oh, great death of Phil O'Day Allen.
Huh. What were you named after?
After I was born.
Yeah, that's pretty cute.
Oh, so am I. How do you like your job?
Oh, it's all right, but sometimes it gets pretty hot here. Yesterday was 120 in the shade.
120 in the shade? Not yet, George.
This is a fine time to tell me.
Mr. Murray, are you married or do you live in Hollywood?
I've got a wife and 2 girls.
Oh, does your wife know about it?
No, they're my daughters. You see, I've got 11 mouths to feed.
Really? I thought the bottom 6 were wrinkled.
Oh. No, I mean, I'm the father of 11 children.
11 children? Not yet, George.
Not yet. There must be an easier way to get across the border.
So, you're the father of 11 children. Does this border work take up all your time?
No, I have a little fun on the side.
Ah. Which side, the American side or the Mexican side?
Both sides.
Both sides?
Gracie, stop whistling and come over here. Look, I'm soaking wet. I wouldn't jump in that water again if you paid me $1,000,000. All you do is stand there and go... I did it again.
Look, George, give me a hand.
Come on. Hey, there.
I got an idea now. Here, throw this blanket over you. Now, you just go over to that house over there. It's all dark. Now, the front of it is in Mexico, and the back of it is in the United States. All you have to do is go through it, and you'll be over the border.
Well, this is my last chance. I'll try it. Oh, boy. Look at me. I'm wringing wet. Guess there's nobody home. See, the door's unlocked. Say, it's dark in here. Well, just look. Phone has to ring. Oh, boy. Better answer it before somebody hears me. Ouch! Oh, damn it, I hit my eye. Boy, will I have a shiner in the morning. Hello.
George, this is Gracie.
Gracie, what do you want?
The fun time.
This must be the light switch here.
Oh, who are you?
Well, pardon me. I didn't know there was anybody home. You see, miss, I got to get across the border to do a broadcast. I'm George Burns.
George Burns of the movies and the radio?
That's right.
Oh, come over here. Sit down.
Now, I'm sorry, miss. I've got to go.
Oh, you do not have to go now. Come here and kiss me.
Oh, no, no. I've got to... Oh.
See, mister, that's what happened in your country. Of course, that's only half of my story, but I finally got over the border, and we did our broadcast.
You know, senor, that is very interesting. Now you must come back to Tijuana to our festa. You'll meet that beautiful senorita again.
Oh, yeah, let's go back, George. Oh, imagine once again sitting under a shady tamale listening to another pastor play La Paloma on his avocado.
Look. Gracie, please. George, I don't believe you got the black eye that way, and I don't believe you ever met a senorita.
Yeah? Well, here, look. She gave me her picture.
Caramba, that is a very beautiful girl.
Yes, and it was worth the black eye to make love to a girl like that.
Senor Burns, I would say it was worth two black eyes.
Two black eyes?
Si, I'm her husband.
At some time or another, all of us have tried to work crossword puzzles. Well, here's a four-letter word for a delicious meat that's different. The word is S-P-A-M, Spam. Thousands of families now use it regularly because Spam has a meaty taste, a finer flavor that satisfies the family served cold or hot. If you haven't yet tried Spam, now's the time. You're really missing something. Get a can or two when you shop tomorrow. But be sure to insist on Spam. Then try the easy recipes on the label and discover the modern way to serve delicious meat that's grand to eat, economical to use.
Thanks, Bud. Well, Gracie, say goodnight.
Oh, goodnight. Say, George, when you were in Mexico and you wanted to get over the line, why did you make out you were a bear?
Make out? What kind of a bear?
A Chicago bear. They got over the line 11 times yesterday.
They did, huh? Well, good night.
Again next week, same time, same station, for another Burns and Allen show with Artie Shaw and his orchestra and the Smoothies. This is Bud Easton speaking for the Hormel Company, reminding you to remember that cold or hot, Spam hits the spot. Have you tried Hormel Chili Con Carne? Even those who think they don't like chili do like Chili Con Carne the way Hormel makes it, because it's different and everybody likes it. Double your money back if you don't like it. Try Hormel Chili Con Carne tomorrow. This is the National Broadcasting Company.